Here we go. Nervous.
Why?
I don't know why.
We do this every week.
I know, we do this every week. But this is a new one, so now I'm nervous. Welcome to Off All Day, a show where two guys ask one question and see where it takes them. Listeners are encouraged to keep track of everything we talk about and send us a list of topics. Simply email us at offallday@outlook.com. Make sure the subject line says episode number, topics list. Just use a real number. Whoever sends us the most complete list within the first 7 days of the episode dropping wins a prize. With all that out of the way, I'm Tyler. You can call me T. I don't really care, one way or another.
And I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac. I don't really care.
I think that was an okay intro. Is that an okay intro?
That was pretty good.
Okay, good enough. Good enough. Max says pretty good. That's all I need in my life. Max approval. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask this question, though. Not part of our topics question. But I feel like everybody asks this question to anyone in your particular situation. I don't know if I'd call it a situation. It's not really a situation. And maybe you've heard it a million times by now, maybe not. How does it feel to be married? Being recorded. So you get that dumbfounded look on your face. People won't see it.
I don't know how to answer that.
Just say great.
It feels great.
There you go. Perfect. Do you get that question a lot now that you...
Yes.
Yeah. See, everybody... There's like certain events in people's lives that like always get that question. Not necessarily married, but like you graduate.
How's it feel to be out of school now?
Yeah, exactly. You go to college. How's it feel to be in college?
Right.
Like you turn 16 so you can drive. How's it feel to be able to drive now?
How's it feel to be able to buy alcohol?
Exactly.
How's it feel to have a kid?
Exactly. I figured I'd join the club and at least ask you that. Because when you graduated, I didn't really care.
Were you even at my graduation?
I was.
My reception?
Yeah. I wasn't at the ceremony.
You were at my reception?
I was at the reception.
Really?
Yeah. I even talked to you.
Did you?
I did.
What did you say to me?
I probably said congratulations and handed you a card.
You're cheap. I don't believe it.
Zoe did. It was just me that day, though. Zoe threw up, literally, as we were walking out the door. And so Liz stayed home with the kid.
Oh.
I don't think we had Adelaide at the moment. It was just Zoe.
But how old is Adelaide now?
She'll be 2 in about a week.
No, because that was like
you're 20,
4 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So... She's not a time traveler. Like, we were going to your graduation, and Zoe just turns around and blah. I was like, oh, that's gross.
I'm out.
All right, anyways, we've got all that stuff out of the way. As we mentioned at the top of the show, this is Off All Day. If you need more complete list of the rules, by all means, go to offalldaypodcast.com. It's an awesome site. It's got all kinds of stuff on it. Got links to the places you can listen to us. Got all kinds of fun information. We're going to have a list of winners. Not a list of losers, but a list of winners for all the people that win each episode. It's going to be pretty cool. Right now it's empty because this is our first episode, of course. So deal with it, I guess. I don't really know what I'm talking about now. Here's how this works. We're going to ask a question. The questions all come from conversationstartersworld.com. It's an awesome website. It has crazy amount of conversation starting questions, thousands of them. It has a random question generator. We're going to go ahead and hit the random question. We're going to ask it. We're going to set a timer for 1 hour. And that is when you guys start with your topics list, okay? That's when you start keeping track of what we're talking about, and then when that hour's up, pen's down, no more topics needed. Actually, you know, before I get the question. This is actually the second episode that we've recorded.
Technically.
We recorded one last week or a couple weeks ago, and I somehow managed to lose it. I'm going to go ahead and blame stupid Windows Update because my computer died and it updated. And for whatever reason, Audacity just didn't quite. It didn't recover the lost files as it would normally do. So there is that. Here we go. Random question from question from question starters. Conversationstartersworld.com. Are intelligence and happiness tied together in any way? If you are highly intelligent, is it more likely that you'll be more or less happy? I feel like it's kind of a deep question.
What?
I feel like that's kind of a deep
that
question.
That is a deep question.
We're going to go ahead and start the timer now. Well, now. There we go. So, does being smart make you happier? Or does being dumb make you happier? I'm not a very smart guy. Pretty happy.
I'm not the smartest guy. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, okay. Question answered, everyone. Pens down, we're done. No, kidding. I don't know, because like...
Let's think of some smart people, when whether they're happy or not.
Okay. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft.
Pretty happy.
I think he's pretty happy, too.
Stephen Hawking.
Hmm.
He's dead now.
He is dead now. And he didn't believe in any kind of afterlife. So right now, he's nothing. When he was alive, I think he was probably kind of happy. He was probably pretty happy. I saw that movie. I saw that movie about him. I can't remember what the hell it was called now. It was an Oscar movie. That's why I watched it.
Oh.
I think it was like The Theory of Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. He seemed pretty happy in that movie. I mean, even... He didn't seem like super unhappy even when he was like in the wheelchair and stuff. Elon Musk, the guy that made Tesla, electric cars, SpaceX, going to the moon, thinks he's going to found a colony on Mars, digs holes under Los Angeles.
He's probably pretty happy. Adolf Hitler.
I don't.
Whoa.
No, we're not getting into Adolf Hitler. I cut you off right there.
Why?
Because... I don't think he was, well, first of all, I don't think he was very happy.
Well, he wasn't.
So, I guess it depends on how smart you think Adolf Hitler was.
Smart enough.
I mean, he was good at manipulating people and rallying people together, I suppose, not to get too political. But I think our current president is also very good at rallying people and manipulating people. And I don't necessarily think he's very smart.
That got a little deeper than I expected.
Yeah. Well, you bring up Hitler. Let's go back to Elon Musk, because I don't think Elon Musk is very happy. I think he's pretty, like, lately, he's been pretty toned down. But there was a point in his, there was a time when it seemed like every couple weeks, he was, like, insulting somebody on Twitter. Or making some sort of bold statement that just wasn't right.
Mm.
And he always seemed very angry at the world. So I don't think his intelligence necessarily makes him happier.
Hmm.
In fact, I would say that maybe he's just too smart and it keeps him from being happy.
I don't think you need to be smart to be happy, though.
I don't think so either. I think there's plenty of dumb people out there that aren't happy, that are happy. Like me.
I agree.
Well, let's think of some dumb people and think if they're happy. I don't know any dumb
people. I don't know any dumb See. People. Like, I don't want to call anyone dumb.
You know what? Larry the Cable Guy. I'm going to go ahead and call him dumb. At least he's perceived as being dumb. He's probably actually pretty smart because he knows how to, like, merchandise and sell big tickets and stuff. Mm-hmm. But... When I think of, like, a dumb person, I think of, like, Larry the Cable Guy. seems pretty happy. He's probably pretty happy. And like I said, he's probably smarter than I give him credit for. Because he's rich and a famous comedian, and I'm sitting in Mac's bedroom with a mixer recording a podcast listened to by like 10 people.
This is true.
Yeah, I'm not a big Larry the Cable Guy fan. Are you a Larry the Cable Guy?
I've never really, no.
Yeah. He's one of the many reasons I've never watched any of the Cars movies.
Oh, well, yeah. That's pretty harsh, but
I never had any interest in the Cars movies because I'm not a big fan of talking vehicles of anything and anything. Like, even like Thomas the Train, I never really cared about those either. It's like, trains don't talk. Stop lying to me. Cars don't talk. What can a car do, really? They don't have hands. They might as well have spoons for hands.
They have doors.
Yeah. I just,
it's like those are their hands.
The logistics of the Cars universe just bothered me, so I couldn't get into it. And then you put like Larry the Cable Guy into it, and I just, no interest. I can usually get into like most Pixar cartoons and stuff. Couldn't do Cars. But
I don't know what to say.
Nothing to say about quality animation.
I never really watched Cars, I guess.
Yeah.
But not because of Larry the Cable Guy, it's because I have no interest in watching it.
You don't seem like the kind of guy that watches a lot of like animation other than anime.
I watch a lot of anime.
Yeah. What's your favorite anime?
Oh, man.
Loaded question. I'm going to guess. Attack on Titan.
No.
Oh.
False.
Oof, I feel bad now. That
was one of the first animes I've watched, though. Within the last couple of years, I had just barely started watching anime. It was when I graduated and moved in with my roommate at the time. He was like, hey, watch anime? And I was like, I don't watch anime, loser.
I hope you said it in that voice.
I did. Because that's how we talk to each other. And he was like, well, just watch this and tell me what you think. And then he showed me the first episode of Attack on Titan. And this kid's mom gets eaten by a titan. I was like, holy shit. So then he had, I think the first season was broken up into two parts. And the second part hadn't come out on DVD yet, but he had the first part. And I think I binge watched that. And I got pretty into it. My favorite anime, I would say right now, is I would say it's Kill la Kill.
No. I'm not super familiar with anime, so.
It's pretty good.
And what's that one about?
It has a lot of twists and turns in it. A lot of it, too. This isn't why it's my favorite, but it's actually one of the things that annoys me the most, is like it's heavy fan service.
Oh.
So it's just unnecessary, but the story is pretty good. It's suspenseful. Death Note was a good one that I liked. I thought the concept of that was pretty crazy.
Okay. I am familiar with Death Note only, and that I've seen like cover images from like mangas and anime boxes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, seeing like when Hastings was open, Hastings bookstore.
Yeah.
That was like heaven. Because they had like all that stuff.
Yeah. I remember it was always like super expensive.
Yeah. I think for Dragon Ball Z season 1 and 2 that I have, it's like $35 each.
Oh, jeez. Is that like a common thing? Is it like expensive no matter where you go, or was it just expensive because Hastings was expensive?
No, it's like expensive wherever you go.
Okay.
Because like Walmart even has them, and it's the same price.
Oh, okay. I always liked Hastings was always so expensive to me. Like, you could go.
But they had some stuff that like new movies for like $7.99.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, like, I remember I don't even remember. I think it was a Halo game one time from them way back when. And it was like $60. Or Target, it was like 50.
Right.
I just didn't want to go clear across town to Target.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got my extra $10 out of me.
Yeah. I bought a lot of, like, I don't even know what to call it. Merchandise?
Yeah.
From there, like, I had a lot of hats. I guess I got all my comics from there.
Hmm.
All my animes from there. I had a Pikachu backpack.
Nice.
I don't know where it's at now. I think it's in the other room, actually.
So were you a big Pokemon fan then?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so why have a Pikachu backpack?
Okay, so I'll tell you the story behind it. Since you're so eager. Since you're begging me to tell. No, okay, so but back in my young and wild days, I was going to like house parties. It was Halloween. And I was like, I'll just go as like a Pokemon trainer to this Halloween party. But like I had nothing. So then I went to Hastings and found that Pikachu backpack. I was like, good enough. Didn't even have like anything else. It was just that. So
okay.
That's the story behind that. Oh. That bad boy.
I have a big stuffed Pikachu that my parents got at like an auction. Mm-hmm. It was like in a box of stuff. And it was a big stuffed Pikachu and I thought it was so funny. Because, I don't know anything about Pokemon, really. I just knew that Pikachu was in Smash Brothers.
Okay, yeah.
And I liked Smash Brothers, and I thought it was funny to have a big Pikachu. And then we used it for, like, some video projects when I was in college. And I don't think any of them survived from college to now. Maybe somewhere on an old VHS tape. There might be an old video from college where this big stuffed Pikachu, and he's not like super big. Like he's about the size of like a standard pillow on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
But we had him like chasing around some of my friends. Like we had him like chasing Sam through his basement and stuff. And there was one that ended with Pikachu throwing snowballs at some people, and then they kept threw snowballs at Pikachu and knocked him down the basement stairs, and it had like no story whatsoever. There was no purpose to it, but yeah, Pikachu was a staple of our of my college film days. And I still have him to this day.
Nice.
Zoe every once in a while will carry him around, and I did like Detective Pikachu as well. But that was less because I like Pokemon and Pikachu as much as I just like the general story of that movie. Which is a good movie. Like, you don't even have to know anything about Pokemon. And I feel like you probably get a good amount out of Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
Detective Pikachu. Like, you probably get way more out of it than I did if you are a big fan of Pokemon. But I got plenty out of it. Not knowing anything about it.
Right.
Oh, man. I think I have a favorite anime. Well, I guess I do have a favorite anime. It's Cowboy Bebop.
That's a good one.
Because that's like everybody. Like, that's the cliche. Everyone's favorite. Like, I bet you could ask 10 people. And I bet most of them would be like, yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not. We'll put it this way. I bet Cowboy Bebop is like most generally like a trendy answer. Like people that aren't into anime like Cowboy Bebop.
Right.
I used to watch back when Adult Swim. I don't watch Adult Swim anymore. And that's more for like moral and ethical reasons. When I was a kid, Adult Swim was like, this stuff's for 18 and older. This is like R-rated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I used to watch it. these have like Lupin the Third and Cowboy Bebop and like a handful of other like non-anime things that I enjoyed. But then, like, they suddenly decided that like this stuff that used to be only okay for 18 and up, they changed it to like 14 and up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, well, how is it, like, like, what happened?
Right.
Like, the stuff still, like, if you considered it to be R-rated, you know, a year ago, why do you consider it to be not, you know, PG-13 now?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, as soon as they did that, I was like, ah, well, now I feel like I'm just watching kid stuff, even if it's not kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't think, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily think, like, most kids really need to be watching, like, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It's not a great show anyways.
Right.
But, like, it's full of, like... Anyway, I sound like an old man. Get off my lawn. How dare my kids watch this stuff? But... and I don't even know if that's still on. But... I don't know. When they decided that Adult Swim was no longer just for adults, I was like, what are you guys doing? What's the point of this? And anyways, that's how I got into like Cowboy Bebop. I'm super excited. I see Netflix is doing a Cowboy Bebop live action series.
Oh, yuck.
And I don't know how to feel about it. Like,
Death Note was horrible. Trash.
There's like, they seem to be kind of hit or miss. There's an anime, I can't remember what it is. But I watched like the first three or four seasons. It had like Reapers and goddamn, life me, I can't remember what the heck it was called. But it had like this guy that was a Reaper, and he'd see like demons and he'd just murder them all. It's pretty good. I feel terrible. I'm such a big fan of it, and I can't tell you what it is. God dang it. It's going to drive me nuts. But anyways, they had a live action. The only reason I watched the anime was because there was a live action movie on Netflix
mm-hmm.
that I thought looked pretty cool. So I was like, well, before I watch the movie, I'm going to watch the anime, at least part of it, because there's like 500 episodes of it. Oh, God damn it. What the hell is it called?
Is it Bleach?
Yes, it was Bleach. Anyways, I wanted to watch the Bleach live action movie, but I didn't want to watch it without watching the anime.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched like the first four seasons and then the movie. The movie was actually not too bad. It was a decent adaptation. And ultimately, probably could have watched it without watching any of the anime.
Right.
Because it was like a pretty good... the movie was a pretty good, like... Like, they did a good job of, like introducing you to the characters and stuff. And I think even the main, I think they even kept, like, the American voice actor for the main character. Mm-hmm. Maybe even some of the other characters. That or he was just a really good sound alike. But, yeah, Bleach was pretty good, though. I like Bleach.
Naruto's pretty good.
Okay.
It's super, there's, like, 1,000 episodes.
Yeah. It's so weird. Anime goes forever.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it does.
It's crazy.
I guess Cowboy Bebop did come to an end. And they had a pretty good ending, too. I don't remember how long it went, but it wasn't super long. I would watch more anime if my wife didn't make fun of me for it.
Kim doesn't necessarily make fun of me for it. She just doesn't like it.
Liz, like...
She says it's too loud, which it is.
Liz doesn't like it because a lot of anime tends to have, like, unrealistic-looking women in it.
Right, like the fan service.
Yeah, like... which I agree. There's a lot of busty women in anime. But at the same time, if it's a good enough story, I can kind of look past that.
Right.
Like, there's, like, certain one. There's certainly there's times where it's just plain old distracting and pointless.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it's really hardly even a thing to me, though. Like, I don't even... I watched the first season of Castlevania on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a whole lot of, like, I didn't notice a whole lot of like super busty, crazy, voluptuous women. Mm-hmm. But but that wasn't a good anime anyways. the Castlevania anime was just really boring. I was super excited for it because I love Castlevania. But it was terrible. It was really boring. Really boring.
Tokyo Ghoul is a good one. Soul Eater.
Neon Genesis, I keep seeing that show up on Netflix.
Evangelion?
I don't know. It just says Neon Genesis.
I think it's Evangelion. Okay. Yeah. The movies are crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's another one that my roommate at the time, he let me borrow the first movie. I was like, wow, that was really good. Second one was pretty good. And he was like, well, the third one's not coming out for like another 6 years. And I was like, so that's it. It actually came out earlier than that, just a couple of years ago, and I finally watched it. But it didn't disappoint.
Huh. Did you watch the live-action Attack on Titan?
No.
No? I didn't either. I watched like the first...
I feel like you tagged me in something like when it came out around that time.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, that's Attack on Titan. I know Mac likes this one.
Yeah. Was that before we started the podcast?
It was long before we started the podcast.
Jeez.
I was like probably pretty close to you graduating.
Oh, okay.
I have not sat through all of Attack on Titan. I thought the movie looked pretty cool, but I've not seen it. So I don't know if it...
The movie or the show?
The movie.
Oh, okay.
I've seen parts... I've seen, like, some of the show. I haven't seen all of it.
The show, like... I don't know. There's... It just... It has bits and pieces where it's just... filler. And I don't like that.
Do you ever play the game?
No.
No? Me neither. I feel like the game's probably not that great. No,
I got it. They did come out with an anime game, though. Jump Force has, like, all the anime characters from, not all, but from, like, most of the popular ones.
Yeah.
Like, it has Dragon Ball Z characters, One Piece, Naruto, and a bunch of other ones. Oh, it even has, I don't know, did you ever watch Yu-Gi-Oh?
I've seen a few episodes.
Has, Kaiba.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but I'm probably like recognize like the character.
Main character. Yeah. One of them. I'm trying to think of who else. It has a lot.
Okay. I remember when that came out, and it sounded like it was probably pretty cool. If I was an anime fan, it probably would have been awesome.
Yeah, when it came out, I was like, what? I paid $60 for it. It's not worth $60.
But you paid $60.
But I paid $60.
Do you ever get like, you ever look into like a Crunchyroll subscription then?
Funimation.
Yeah, there's like a few of them, I think.
Yeah, there's Crunchyroll, Funimation, or my favorite that my roommate showed me. watchcartoonsonline.com. And okay. That was for free.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite cartoon when you were a kid? Outside of like anime. Because you said you didn't get into anime until like...
Oh,
favorite, like, you get up on a Saturday morning, what are you going
Dragon
to?
Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z? Well, that's anime.
Yeah, it is, but like, I don't know.
It's like kid anime.
But it wasn't in Japanese at the time.
Okay.
Like, it was all English.
Okay.
We'll set that one aside. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay. Yeah, you're behind that one.
That show spooked me.
This is a strangely scary show.
Yeah. Like, and, like, I didn't know it at the time, but now, like, watching clips of it, and seeing that it has, like, a way deeper meaning in some of the episodes. So, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Samurai Jack.
Classic. I love Samurai Jack.
Johnny Bravo.
Nah, I didn't like Johnny Bravo.
That was pretty heavy into Powerpuff Girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't judge me.
I won't judge you.
But, like, that was my show.
Okay.
Anything on Cartoon Network, really.
Hmm. All right. I grew up before Cartoon Network.
So you had Boomerang?
Yeah, except it wasn't really called Boomerang. It was just called TV. Oh, okay. I remember when I was a kid and Cartoon Network became a thing. And I was like, it's an entire channel of just cartoons. Awesome. And I don't really like a whole lot of like the Cartoon Network stuff. Like I didn't like Johnny Bravo or was Johnny Test one of those things too?
Yeah, but that was like
that might have been like a Nickelodeon later. Thing or well, something.
No, Johnny Test was on Cartoon was Network. It? I just it was when I was older and stopped watching cartoons.
Yeah. my go-to Saturday morning. It's always a tie. I always looked forward to Garfield and Friends, which does not age well. It's on Hulu now. And every once in a while, I'll watch it just out of nostalgia, for the sake of nostalgia. And it does not age well. It doesn't look very good.
Mm-hmm.
The audio's kind of crap. The animation's kind of crap. And
some of those old animation shows are like some of my favorites. Like,
yeah.
Another one would be Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Okay. I used to watch a lot of Scooby-Doo.
But it was like the old, gritty one. Yeah. Like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yep. I used to watch Scooby-Doo quite a bit when I was a kid, but I never liked it.
That was like one of my favorites.
It's like I'd watch it just because it was on. When I was a kid, like when I was like in middle school, my dad would take me and my brother to Grandpa Pablo's house in the morning because my parents worked like before school started. Mm. So they'd take us to like Grandma and Grandpa's house in the morning. And it'd be like 6 o'clock. We might fall asleep on the couch. Sometimes we just turn the TV on. And there was always Scooby-Doo playing somewhere, like on TBS or something.
Right.
And it was always like, it was always either Scooby-Doo or Gilligan's Island. And we watched a lot of Scooby-Doo. And I never liked it. I just never got in, Scooby-Doo, which is weird. Because when the live-action movie came out, I went and saw it opening night.
Oh, that's such a horrible movie.
It is a terrible movie. I agree. I kind of went... It was, like, super petty. I went over to Sam's house, and him and one of our other friends were... They were playing Baldur's Gate, like, on, like, the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only a two-player game. And I was like, ah, God. You guys can play this all night. I'm going to go to a movie. And the only movie plan was Scooby-Doo. It was like Scooby-Doo and probably some other boring stuff that I had no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Scooby-Doo in theaters, like opening night, because my friends were playing Baldur's Gate. And you're right. It is not a good movie.
Yeah.
That was like back when Freddie Prinze Jr. was still famous and mm-hmm. Sarah Michelle Gellar was like still famous. Man, simpler times. Simpler times. Oh man, Freddie Prinze Jr. He was like all over the place at that time because he was in all those like '90s teen movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, which I think we mentioned that like when we talked about Pretty in Pink. I've seen most '90s teen movies. I don't like them, but I've seen them.
They're all the same.
They are all the same. Oh, man. I used to actually kind of get a kick out of the teen movie. Like, the movie that was just the Not Another Teen Movie.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought that was kind of funny the first time I saw it. I probably wouldn't think it was so funny if I watched it today. But it was a decent enough parody of all that stuff.
Right.
Like it's like the hot chick that's not really hot. Because she's wearing glasses. And she's wearing glasses, so she has to be a nerd.
Ugly Betty.
Oh, never watched Ugly Betty.
Neither did I.
No. I like the lady that's in it. What's her name? Like America Ferrera, maybe? Might be her name. I can't remember. She's in Superstore now.
Never seen it.
Superstore. It's awesome. Awesome show. That's it. It's kind of, it's pretty much like, it's pretty much The Office, only funny.
You don't like The Office?
I liked The Office for like 3 seasons. After that, it got like dopey and sappy, and every episode was a special episode. Will Jim and Pam finally get together? Oh no, they didn't. But they might next week. I got so tired of The Office.
Good old Jim.
Superstore is like The Office. It's like the first 3 seasons of The Office. Only always the first 3 seasons of The Office. Like, the characters are all even, like, pretty much the same. There's a Dwight-type character that's always, like, you know, stickler for the rules. Mm-hmm. And then there's all the other goofy characters that are kind of doing weird things all throughout. And the boss is, the boss is, like, horribly incompetent. And you don't really know exactly how he got to be a boss. Right. But it's probably just because he was there long enough. Oh, man. I love Superstore. It is a great show. Are there any shows you watch, like, on a regular basis? Like, you would watch week to week?
The People versus OJ.
Yeah. Okay. But that's like that was like a one season thing, though.
It was.
Is there anything that, like every year, I'm excited for Superstore to come back and Brooklyn Nine-Nine to come back?
A lot of mine are on Netflix.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, we watch Orange is the New Black, and we watch, I guess, The Following with Kevin Bacon.
Okay. I only watched the first 2 seasons. They lost me after season, during season 3, I think it was.
When Hannibal was still on.
Okay.
I watched that week to week when it was on, I think it was NBC.
Yeah.
Law and Order.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a Law and Order guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of forget that Law, like, it. That's really still going?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, on, like, season 30 now. Okay, maybe not 30.
But... Now I started watching General Hospital.
Ah, gross. I won't judge you for, I'm not going to judge you for Powerpuff Girls, but I'm going to judge you for General Hospital.
Kind of came about one day. I was like, what show is this? I was like, I don't want to watch this. And then it became, don't watch it without me. Because Kim watches it. I mean, Kim's been watching it forever.
I won't judge her either. I'm just going to judge you. You're like watching like crazy anime and horror movies and O.J. Simpson stuff. And then all of a sudden you're like, General Hospital all the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Is that on, like, that's on, like, every day, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I always wondered, like, I don't know if I could get into a soap opera, because I feel like they've all been going for so long. Like, how do you just jump into it? You don't know, like, any of the characters.
One. The longest running one.
Probably it. I don't know, like, maybe, like, Young and the Restless.
Is that still going?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it is.
The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think any of those are still going.
I bet you they are. No. I bet you they are. And you're probably right, though. General Hospital is probably the longest running. Come on. Young and the Restless has got to still be going. We're going to pull this up real quick. My grandma used to watch a lot of soap operas. So congratulations.
Like your grandma or like our grandma?
My grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think our grandma.
She did.
Did she?
Yeah, on that little TV in the kitchen.
Oh. Okay.
It's where she would smoke.
I've never seen her smoke.
Yeah, she would smoke in the kitchen.
Okay, because I never saw her smoke. I saw her make a lot of tortillas. She used to boil hot dogs for me.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Boiled hot dogs are the worst. Let's see here. Bold and the Beautiful, 1987 to now, to current. It is TV-14. Every episode is 30 minutes long. And it is on episode 1,800. They got their comma in the wrong...
The little things you notice.
They got their comma in the wrong... No, it says next episode, episode number one, that has a period, 8,128. So it's probably on 8,128. General Hospital. I was thinking like General Hospital, 1963 to now.
What was the other one? 19 what?
Don't ask me to remember things. It's, let's see, we'll go back. See if I can go back. Bold and the Beautiful was 87.
Okay.
And, God dang, I got back to General Hospital. 63. No. Wait. What? No. General Hospital. Yeah. What? That's it. Yeah. 63. I feel like that's not the same year I just said earlier. But it has a picture of General Hospital and some people in it. And it says episode number one. The next episode, episode number one. I don't know why they keep saying number one. It's clearly not number one.
I don't know either.
Anyways, they're on 14,367. I can't imagine a show running for 14,000 episodes. But I suppose it's on every day. Do soap operas take like summer breaks and hiatuses and stuff? Yeah. No, they just keep going.
They take holiday breaks.
Okay.
Like 4th of July, there wasn't an episode Thursday.
So what do they do? What does a soap opera do when... when there's no new show?
What do you mean?
Like, do they just show a rerun? They show last week's episode?
But there's always a new show.
But you just said they take holiday breaks.
Right, so like for the 4th of July, there just wasn't an episode.
Okay, so what did they have? Like, certainly the TV just didn't, like, stop showing stuff. No, I suppose you guys probably watch it on, like, a streaming service?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I watch it on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, Thursdays wasn't there, and then it just went to okay. Fridays. I don't know what they do on the TV. I don't control it.
Oh, man. Back in my day, we didn't have streaming services. If you wanted to watch General Hospital, you had to be in the room every day at like 1 o'clock or have your VCR record it. And if you were super fancy, your VCR could record on a timer.
Super fancy or super old?
Super fancy. Because it was only newer VCRs that could do it.
I remember the VCR. Oh, yeah.
Sniffing your gummy bears.
Yes.
What was the other one? Young and the Restless?
Yeah.
Young and the Restless.
All My Children.
Oh, man. Well, you know more than I do. I was out after Young and the Restless. But I bet you. Actually, you know, let's just look up longest running soap opera. Probably going to be, we got to be getting pretty close to our time. All right, longest.
What time is it?
It's 3:54. I don't remember when we started.
3:16.
Oh, okay. We got some time. We got plenty of time to find out the longest running soap. Why do they call them soap operas?
I don't know.
That's a good question, too. Oh, good Lord. As soon as we're done figuring out what the longest running is, I'm going to find out why it's soap opera.
Maybe it's because like, it's on when you're taking a bath.
I feel like it's probably more like an advertising thing. Like
maybe.
Like they probably, like maybe there was an abundance of soap commercials back in the day. Maybe it was like mostly like housewives were watching it, and then they were like, housewives buy a lot of soap. Think? No? Yeah. No. All right. Let's see. 15 longest running American daytime soaps. This comes from TVinsider.com. Not TV Inside Her. It's TV Insider. I'm never, ever going to be able to say Insider without thinking something inside her. That's a horrible thing.
Stop.
With pleasure. That's what she said. Next up.
What?
This doesn't actually have a list. What the hell? It just took me to create 20 craziest daytime soap moments. Well, this is a question that just... It should just open up this like a Wikipedia page that says, this is the longest running soap opera.
Why didn't you just type, what is the longest?
I did. I typed in longest running soap operas. 11 longest running daytime soap operas from How Stuff Works. 10 longest running soap operas in TV history from Monsters and Critics. 15 longest running American daytime soap operas from TV Insider. All right. We'll go to the first one. We'll say How Stuff Works. 11 longest. Oh, come on. Oh, Jesus. You're going to make me scroll through stuff. You know what? Guiding Light, 1952.
Who?
The Guiding Light. Yeah, way to go. All right. As the Guiding Light is from 1952. That's number one. Beats out your General Hospital. It is the longest running soap at more than 15,000 episodes and still going.
Gross.
And it's also the longest running non-news program in U.S. television history. Like many of the oldest soaps, Guiding Light began in 1937.
Pecans.
Pecan. It began in 1937 as a radio program before making the transition to television on June 30th, 1952. Well, we're recording this on July 7th. We just passed its anniversary just a week ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. It was actually, did you guys get married on the 30th?
29th.
29th. Oh, man. God dang it. I wish I had known this for your wedding ceremony. I'd have worked that in. I'd have been like, may you guys last longer than the days of our, was it days of our life?
No.
Guiding Light. I'd have been, may you be married longer than the Guiding Light. And may you let that light guide you all the way to General Hospital. I don't know. I'm out of stuff. Soap opera. Why is it called a soap opera? This is entertaining. People like listening to people type on their phone. Right. Why is it called a soap opera? I misspelled opera. They'll fix it, though. Why soap operas are called soap operas? This is from todayifoundout.com. It has some weird imagery on it. Today I found out why soap operas are called soap operas. This all started in the 1920s, a simpler time, when jazz was swell. The Soviet Union was in its infancy. Robert Goddard became the first rocket man, and the world only existed in black and white. This is a very flowery, I just want to know why. In this bustling time, radio was the bee's knees. On the radio was a series of serials aimed at women aired during the daytime. Dames thought these were the cat's meow. Good Lord, this is terribly written. I feel like I should be reading it like in 1920s. Like, dames thought these were the cat's meow and ate up every second of them. The radio networks themselves decided they needed to think up ways to make more clams off these shows. And so, came up with the idea of getting more companies to sponsor each episode. Now, these dolls were no dumb Doras, so the radio networks sought to match the advertisement closely with their target audience to get a good response. This campaign hit... I'm done with that voice. This campaign hit on all sixes and made these shows extremely profitable. Among the first major sponsors of these serials were soap manufacturers.
Isn't that what I said?
I feel like I'm smart now. I probably heard that at one point in time.
That's what I said.
That is not what you said.
When people were taking baths.
No. It's not because they were taking baths. is because they were advertising soap to housewives that were listening to the radio.
Whatever.
Eventually, due to the fact that so many of the sponsors were soap manufacturers, the media started calling these shows soap operas. Live and learn. Live and learn.
You had to go through all that.
All of that. Just to prove that I was right. Somebody had to have told me that that's why they were called soap operas. And it must have, like, just stuck in my head subconsciously. I feel good now, though. I feel clean. Sparkly clean. Because we talked about soap. Wouldn't that be cool? Like,
no.
If nobody had to, like, take a shower, if all you had to do was talk about being clean, and then, poof, you're clean.
Could that be the same for, like, losing weight? Because I don't do that, too.
You can lose weight. Just stop eating your damn gummy bears.
No.
They're fat-free candy.
They're a vital part of my life.
Well, then stop eating something else.
Chicken?
Sure. Stop eating chicken. Replace it with gummy bears. Go on a gummy bear diet.
I'll die.
Eat nothing but gummy bears.
I'll die.
Eventually, it'll make you sick, and you'll throw up so much. No, can't, no, shouldn't make jokes about eating disorders. That's not a good idea.
Probably should just cut that one out.
Nah, it's going to stay in. We're going to keep all this in because someone might listen to it and be like, that hour conversation was not an hour long. And then I got to say, well, it's because I accidentally made a joke about eating disorders. Oh, man.
Can't see you through here either.
I feel like if you ate nothing but gummy bears, though, it wouldn't... Well, A, it would probably make you throw up. Yes, that's science. But you would be like... It would be like a clockwork orange, where you would just grow an aversion to gummy bears. Oh. Somebody could, like, set a giant gummy bear in front of you on a stage, and you're like...
No!
And every time you saw a gummy bear, you would just be repulsed. And then you'd replace it with, like, a carrot.
Mm,
no. Not a carrot? What's your favorite vegetable?
It doesn't exist.
Well, what's your favorite existing vegetable? Like
I don't eat vegetables. I wouldn't look this way if I did.
There's got to be one that you don't mind more than the other, though. Asparagus. I think one time you told me you like asparagus.
Okay, I like asparagus.
Problem solved. Eat nothing but asparagus. Granted, you're going to smell horrible because asparagus will, like, grow out of your pores. You don't like corn?
Yeah, but it's not the healthiest for you.
It's still a vegetable, though. What about lettuce? You put lettuce on a sandwich?
No.
You put lettuce on a sandwich?
No.
What do you put on a sandwich?
Meat and cheese.
You go to Subway. What do you order?
Steak and cheese. There you go.
That's the worst sandwich there is.
No, it's not.
Oh, man. I go to Subway or any sandwich place. I'm like, give me whatever your Italian sandwich is. Put all the meat on there. All the meat.
It's just ham pepperoni.
Oh, sometimes it's like hard salami.
Ugh.
Ah, delicious. Anyways, and then I'm like, now, throw some lettuce on there. And they're like, okay, what else? I'm like, oh, what else? Well, let's put on some pickles. Okay, what else? I'm like, oh, Jesus. What else? I'm like, okay, throw on some onions. And they're like, what else? I'm like, ah, jeez. Go with some peppers. And they're like, what else? I'm like, stop. It's big enough. Also, take onions off half of it. Because that's too much onions.
No?
No. My sandwiches look like a masterpiece. Like, just like, there's greens, there's red, oh, tomatoes too. I throw on a tomato too.
Just one?
Well, you slice it up, it covers the whole sandwich. Right? Get like 5 slices out of a good sized tomato.
Look. Go in there. Steak and cheese. Pepper jack cheese. What else would you like on it? Throw on some mayo.
I don't like mayo. Well, I go dressing free on my sandwiches.
Hey. And then they're like, what else? Lots of black pepper. Okay. They're like, anything else? Nope.
Wow. I bet they love it when you come in, because that sounds like the easiest sandwich to make.
Yes. Because it is.
Oh, man. Yeah. I like my sandwich to have a salad on top of it.
No, thanks.
All right. I was like, Zoe always argues with me about tomatoes.
Mm.
I'm like, we'll be eating supper. And we're like, well, we need a vegetable. Oh, we have some tomatoes in the fridge. Let's slice up some tomatoes. You want some tomatoes? And she'd be like, tomatoes aren't a vegetable, Dad. They're a fruit. I'm like, look, do you want tomatoes for a vegetable or not? I don't care if it's a fruit. We're calling it a vegetable.
What is it, though?
I believe it's a fruit.
Hmm.
Oh, jeez. I'm pretty sure it's a fruit.
But ketchup's not a fruit.
Ketchup is a weird liquid made out of tomatoes. It would be like a fruit.
So it's like jelly.
I guess.
Peanut butter and ketchup sandwich?
Ew. Gross. Tomato. I misspelled tomato because my thumbs are too big for my keyboard.
Fruit salad.
I love carrots. Carrots and dip. Mmm. I could eat that for a snack. I make that sound too when I...
that's disturbing.
Is tomato a fruit or vegetable? This comes to us all the way from sciencebob.com. To really figure out if a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable, you need to know what makes a fruit a fruit. And can you just give me a yes or no?
I hope the timer goes off before you get the answer. That'd be so great.
The big question is, does it have seeds? It's not going to go off before I get to the question, unless this is a super long. It's 4:08.
I don't have my glasses.
The question to ask is, does it have seeds? If the answer is yes, then technically, botanically, you have a fruit. This, of course, makes your tomato a fruit. It also makes cucumbers, squash, green beans, and pumpkins all fruits as well. Along with the fruit from a plant or tree, we can often eat the leaves like lettuce, stems like celery, roots like carrots, and flowers like broccoli. Many of these other parts of the plant are typically referred to as vegetables. Now, don't go looking for tomatoes next to the oranges in your grocery store.
Are you done?
Fruits like the tomatoes and green beans are usually, alas, incorrectly referred to as vegetables in most grocery stores and cookbooks.
That wasn't necessary.
Was it, though? Did you know? A tomato is the official vegetable of New Jersey and the official fruit of Arkansas.
Ugh, that makes sense.
It's a learning experience. See, listeners came in, started out with smart people and Hitler. And we've already gone through anime, soap operas, fruits and vegetables.
And sandwiches.
And sandwiches. So do you taste, do you have your steak and cheese toasted or do you?
Well, yeah.
I don't like hot sandwiches.
You don't like anything that I like.
I like plenty of things that you
That's
like.
That's not true.
I like regular size gummy bears.
There you go, because I don't.
I like Pringles. I like sour cream and onion Pringles. Because once I pop, the fun just don't stop.
That's not what it is.
That is what it is. Isn't that is what you told me like right before the show? We looked it up.
You can't stop with one.
That's a dumb slogan. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. What's your favorite flavor of Pringle? Is it the sour cream and onion?
No.
No?
It's the...
Don't say cheddar. I swear to God, if you say cheddar, this is over.
It's cheddar and sour cream.
Okay. I can handle that one. Like the ones that are just flavored like cheddar? It's like, just eat a Cheeto. Who are you kidding? Eat a Cheeto. Like, you like Cheetos?
I do.
My favorite... Do you like crunchy or puffy?
Both.
Yeah, but like, if I put a crunchy Cheeto in front of you right now and a puffy Cheeto, which one would you eat first?
Are they hot Cheetos?
No, they're just regular Cheetos.
Then the crunchy one.
Okay.
But I'll eat hot Cheeto Puffs over...
Ugh. Gross. I don't like the Cheeto the hot Cheeto Puffs.
Why?
I don't know. It's a flavor that doesn't go with that texture to me. I don't really like hot Cheetos. Like, I love hot fries, like Chester's hot fries, which is the same crap they put on the hot Cheetos. And I can eat a bag of those like every day, no problem. But I just don't like hot Cheetos. I like the cheddar jalapeno Cheetos.
Oh,
delicious. Best Cheetos in the world. I would almost always take any kind of crunchy Cheeto over a puff Cheeto. And I don't like puff corn either.
Ah, I was about to say.
Puff corn's the worst. I had some hot puff corn once. It's disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't like puff corn either.
Zoe and Adelaide love puff corn. But they don't get it very often because I don't buy it. Like, you guys want Cheetos? You eat a manly Cheeto. Crunchy and flavored with jalapeno and cheddar.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't make my kids eat those things because Zoe has like a super low tolerance to any kind of spice. Any kind of spice.
Mm-hmm.
She would probably eat a cheddar jalapeno Cheeto and die. she doesn't even like original barbecue sauce on a pork chop or something. Too spicy for her. Taco, just generic taco seasoning. Nothing special. Too spicy for her. She's unfortunate because I love spicy foods.
Right. So do I.
I used to eat a lot of hot tamales. And I would always have to make sure that when I was done with them, I would put them up high. Just on the off chance that she might like now she knows. If she sees a box of hot tamales, she's not going to like them. But like when she was like younger, I'd have to set them up high just so that she didn't like see a box of candy and try to eat one because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure her head would explode if at 3 years old she accidentally ate a hot tamale.
Right. I don't like hot tamales.
You like Mike and Ike's?
No.
You like Skittles?
More of a sweet tart person.
Oh, yuck.
See what I mean?
That's like sugary salt. That's like sugary chalk. It's gross.
Exactly.
Ah, it's horrible. Sometimes at the grocery store, they give the kids sweet tart suckers. And I'm always like, oh, why?
It's the best.
It's the worst.
Ah. Isn't all that like salt buildup?
Sugar?
With your saliva, then you spit it really hard. It's like,
ah. Gross.
Then you can hear it through the wind.
Ah.
Like,
that's disgusting. That's admirable sound effects, though. I feel like you could have a career in, like, making sound effects for people that needed to spit.
Need to spit?
Ah, okay. Let's stop that now. Mike and Ike's hot tamales.
Gross, gross.
My two favorites.
What about Twizzlers?
Well, I do like Twizzlers.
I bought you Twizzlers.
I don't eat. You bought me like rock hard Twizzlers. They were so hard. They're still sitting on my fridge.
Wow. You didn't tell me?
Well, I was sitting here that day like trying to eat them.
Was my fault. Talk to Walmart, not me.
Now they're probably like they're sitting on my fridge. I ate a few of them, but they were so
hard. You should probably throw them
away. Well, I figure if somebody like breaks into my house, I have a weapon. Club them over the head with some hard Twizzlers.
Okay.
Twizzlers are kind of like a special treat. Like I save them for like I save them for like game night or something like that. I don't ever like buy like just a small pack of Twizzlers and just be like, this is my candy today. I'll buy a box of hot tamales.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, I'm going to eat this all day long. Maybe Mike and Ike's. We went to Five Below in Kearney
mm-hmm.
the other day, and they had a giant tube. It was like probably as long as this table and as wide as your Pringles can there. And it was full of Mike and Ike's. And I was like, oh man, even if this tube is $5, way cheaper than buying a bunch of boxes. And so I did not buy them. We were really only there because Zoe has been begging me to go to Five Below for a long time. She wanted to know what the big deal was about it.
I want to go check it out too.
It's actually pretty cool. It's like, I mean, it's like a Dollar General, only a little less, with a little less variety. There we go. There you go. Time's up, everybody. Hour is up. Pencils down. Because you don't need to keep track of any more topics. I think this is a good episode. I think this is probably even better than the episode that I lost. Best part is, we went from just being smart make you happy all the way to favorite candies.
Five Below.
Five Below with a whole mess of stuff in the middle. So we are looking forward. We're looking forward to. We're looking forward to the first person that gets us that list. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't need to be like a summary or anything. Just a list of topics. It's probably going to be a pretty easy episode to win. We don't have a big listenership yet. So you could literally, I gave you like two topics just a second ago. Smart, happy, and Five Below. There's a good chance you could win if you just sent in an email that said smart, happy, Five Below. All right. This week's prize is $5 to Amazon. So that should almost cover the shipping on whatever whatever thing you want to buy. Next week, we're going to have another question. And it'll be just as fun. Mac must be really bored. He's like playing with everything on his side of the table.
No, it's like playing with stuff.
That's what she said. Title of my sex tape. Oh. Got it. All right. We don't have any social media.
Or just sex tapes.
Speak for yourself, Mac. I'm kidding. I don't have a sex tape. Except maybe like, unless you count like security footage from the zoo. We don't have any social media just yet. We do have an awesome website, though, that will take you to the two guys and a movie social media stuff. We're probably gonna switch the two guys Instagram to Off All Day. Probably keep Twitter at two guys. The two guys email will still be around, but we want all the information, all your feedback to go to the offallday@outlook.com email. That's where we're gonna take your submissions. If you win, like I said, you get $5 this week. First five episodes are getting $5. After that, we don't really know. But I don't know, maybe like an off all day sticker or something. We got lots of stickers that we can send you dirt cheap. Because we're cheap. Anyways, that'll do it. I hope this was enjoyable for everyone. And I hope you come back for the next episode. Who knows what the question's going to be? It could be, would you rather have a cat head or spoon hands?
Spoon hands.
Ah, you're wrong. Anyways. Anyways, we'll catch you. We'll catch you next week with another question, another episode. And yeah, that's it. Another question, another episode.
And another sex tape.
Oh, God.
Sponsored by Dodge.
Sponsored by Dodge. Why do you go to Dodge for a sex tape?
Dodge Ram.
Oh, okay.
I just made that up like just now.
Oh, okay.